just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com.
Dun, 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 dun. No, that's wrong. How
that's
does it go?
Completely wrong.
How does it
song?
Go?
Dun, 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 dun. You were doing the funeral march.
Yeah, that's you know,
which is close.
Hard to keep them separate. But on May 4th, may the 4th be with you, right?
May it be with you.
There you go.
We are going through and watching the original trilogy, the Star Wars trilogy, because I've never watched it. And we figured May the 4th is probably a good day to sit down and watch the next one, which is apparently episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
Disney also thought this was a good day to release Star Wars merchandise and Star Wars movies.
Right. They put Rise of the Skywalker out today.
Right.
Is it Rise of the Skywalker or Rise of a Skywalker?
Either way, good for them.
Yeah, good
that's,
for them.
That's what we expect out of Disney.
I've not watched that one either, but we're maybe a little far behind for that. We're on 5.
Right? Maybe we'll watch it tomorrow.
If I can even remember what happened in the one before it.
You know.
This is a problem. Right now, I'm stuck in Empire. This is what I'm thinking of right now.
Right.
Like I said, I've not ever seen this one. It's got some major parts in it that I think are just part of the collective international consciousness that you just know.
Oh, completely.
But I'd never actually sat down and watched this movie.
I'm glad we did.
When was you watched it, correct?
Not worth talking about. When I was like 14.
Oh, okay.
You know.
All right.
14 years ago.
the first thing that I noticed is that we started out on Hoth, which is an ice planet.
Right.
And
which is also where you're from.
Fun fact, I was at Disney World for one of the May the 4th celebrations at Hollywood Studios, and they were printing out name badges with the planet you're from on them.
Yeah.
And it was randomized as far as I know, and I got Hoth, which makes total sense because I would definitely move off of Hoth because I don't like the cold.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That is how that would work.
I would totally abandon planet as quickly as possible. But we did kind of have a question at the beginning of this. In the modern world of making movies, sometimes they make a movie, it does really well, so they decide, ooh, we need to make more of these.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates.
Yeah.
And my question originally was this a planned trilogy? I didn't know. You know, because the first movie was pretty complete with blowing up the Death Star at the end was a really
yeah, that was
finale.
A big moment. You're right.
Yeah. And so I thought, well, surely that was meant to be the end of the movie. And then it got really popular. So they decided to make more movies.
That's probably true.
I didn't have a lot of time to read over it, but I looked around a couple places and there were varying responses of George Lucas had a bigger story in mind, but they could only fit this much into the first one. And when it did well, he already had other stories planned.
Yeah.
I also saw something that said that he planned on it being a trilogy of trilogies from the very beginning.
Oh.
So 9 movies, which it now is.
Oh. Is it done then?
Well, I guess we haven't seen it. So possibly it's over. Star Wars is over.
We have to watch it tomorrow night.
I guess so.
Well, now that Disney owns it, it'll never be over, I don't think.
Yeah, Disney likes to make those movies and people like watching them. So if you know, let me know. Because as far as I know, maybe the story was there, but maybe the sequel movies weren't exactly planned.
Yeah, that's what I read, is that it said that he had an idea of where he wanted the characters to go. Yeah. Just didn't know exactly all the places where it was, how long it was going to be before they got there.
Sure.
Or what they did along the way.
That makes sense.
Potentially.
But you can definitely see the money that came from the first movie in this movie.
Right.
There's a lot more going on. There's a lot more flying around in space.
Yeah.
There's a lot more creatures in this one, which I like. I like puppets.
Yeah.
Jim Henson doing his thing, right?
Did Jim Henson do the puppets on this?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Jim Henson was the voice of Yoda.
Wow.
Right?
That's cool.
The first one we run into, well, they're riding their tauntauns around, which are like sheepy looking camel things. Mm-hmm. And then he runs into I had to write down these names, forgive me, a Wampa, which is the furry snow monster thing that catches him.
Yeah.
And I love all the practical effects. I like the big furry puppets. I think they're cool. And I think there's something to them that the newer movies lack. You know what I mean?
Because are they all CGI now?
They're all CGI now. Hmm. So there's a charming quality that comes from having something physically there that is kind of lost, in my opinion, when you don't have it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I also thought it was weird on the snow planet that they didn't have a way to handle the cold. They're like, it's getting too cold. You can't go out there anymore. It's like, you fly through space. How can you not handle cold?
It's true.
I mean, I understand story-wise that they wanted to do something, but you have spaceships.
True.
Fly your spaceship.
Yes, just fly the spaceship out there.
Right?
Yeah, and the snow planet was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was an interesting, like...
About the only time we go there.
It is. I mean, I assume it's the only time we're there. I don't remember. I haven't seen the other ones, so I'm going to say
that's
the only time we're there.
We don't know yet.
Yeah. And then they do the gross thing where they cut open the tauntaun.
Oh, that was horrible.
Stick Luke in it or whatever.
How about that?
That
huh?
was super gross.
Didn't see that coming.
No. I knew the line. I thought they smelled bad on the outside, but I wasn't sure what exactly it was talking about. I was unpleasantly surprised by the visual of them cutting open the tauntaun. That was gross.
Yeah.
It
wouldn't make today's edit.
Yeah. But we do get a lot of really fun Star Tours looking shots as they're flying over planets and things like that. You can see now where the germ of the idea for Star Tours came from.
Yeah.
By looking at the shots that they got of these from inside the cockpits of spaceships flying around.
That is true. And it is fun to see more of the Millennium Falcon more. And go, hey, like, we've flown that.
I sat in that seat.
I know.
I kept on yelling, you pull that lever. That's the lever you pull to go to hyperdrive. Or light speed, or whatever they call it in this one.
The
Gondoplaid. And then the rebels are hiding out on the snow planet. And the Empire finds out that they're there because Han, for some reason, shoots their little... searching robot, so they know he's there.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just leave it alone?
Let him search away.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's true.
Han. And so they come with their giant camels, and the stormtroopers get new outfits.
They did, yeah.
Which I thought was interesting. Why? Why the new outfits for the stormtroopers on the snow planet?
Yeah, who doesn't need a good outfit?
I guess. I never see anybody cosplaying as the snow planet stormtroopers, though.
That's true. I didn't even know what they were when they showed up on screen.
Right. You're like, who are those people?
What's that thing?
Well, the only reason I know that they're the stormtroopers is because they're walking around with Darth Vader. That's all I know. Another thing about Darth Vader, though, is that he spends like half this movie popping out of an egg. Do you notice this? He's in some sort of circular thing that opens and closes, and he's just sitting in there all
the time.
That's
his meditation room.
Is that what he's doing?
Totally.
Oh.
I don't really know. Although I do have to say, we started by singing his music. It's like the best music of all music.
Some of the most iconic stuff ever written.
Because a lot of all the Star Wars music is, and then his is like the most of the most.
Yeah.
So good.
It's one of those things that you can play, I assume, you can play anywhere in the world, and everyone knows exactly what the reference is.
Yeah.
Because... obviously Star Wars is kind of a global phenomenon.
Yeah. Well, so, I didn't know what it was until today. I just knew it was a Star Wars song.
Oh, all right.
You know what I mean?
You didn't know it was his
specific theme. Was his very specific. But I'm getting it now.
You got it?
I'm getting it from 1977. I'm getting it now.
He's finally caught up, folks.
Well, no, we're only on the, like, two shows in.
So Luke then heads off to find Yoda and drops R2-D2 in the water. Why?
Yeah.
Like,
there's lots of things here.
I'm going to put this out here. I don't think the people in these movies are very nice to the droids.
It's true.
They're always leaving them behind or turning them off or scrapping them.
It's probably what George Lucas thought he could destroy, because you can't hurt the peoples very much.
I guess.
So you have to go for the robots.
I like R2-D2, though.
It's true.
I was upset when he fell in the water and almost got eaten by a, I don't know, snake gator, whatever was in the water.
Yeah, there's way too many snakes on that planet.
There are like 7 million snakes on that planet.
I would so much rather be. I don't like snow, but I like snow better than snakes. That is for sure.
Every shot on that planet had a snake in it. Every single one.
And you joked it's the same one just over and over again.
Oh, yeah. There's like some stagehand. As soon as it pans past it, they go and pick it up and throw it on the next tree. So when they pan past the next one, it's the same tree. I mean, the same snake. But he does find Yoda, and Yoda's weird. He's like,
he starts off weird for being Yoda.
He's a little kooky.
Yeah, because I only remembered him being like the iconic wise person.
Right.
And then in the beginning, he's being all loopy, and you're just like, hmm.
Stealing food and like crawling around in things. Yeah. And we're like,
he threw us off.
Why are you being so weird?
Yeah.
And why? And what is it about the Jedi that they are so unwilling to just say who they are to begin with? Because Obi-Wan, he changed his name on that planet, I guess. And then Yoda's like, oh, I'll take you to Yoda. I'm Yoda. Like, really?
Maybe it's the ultimate mind trick.
I guess.
It's a Jedi mind trick right there.
You didn't trick nobody. I knew you were Yoda. I haven't seen this movie, but
we're guessing.
I knew it wasn't. I knew you were Yoda.
Well, he has merchandise.
So in their efforts to get away, Han and Leia and Chewie and C-3PO hide in an asteroid tunnel and find out it's no cave. This is no cave.
Super freaky.
And then they're just in a worm. They're in a space worm.
Yeah. I saw that on Tremors, just so you know. Just kidding.
I'm pretty sure Tremors came out after this.
They just took the leftover.
Yeah.
They just took all the leftover worms.
That's what the graboids are from Tremors is... asteroid worms
that was just left on the scene.
I do have to say, I like that they do things just for the sake of expanding the world. There's no reason for them to be in that worm.
Yeah.
There's no reason for it to be a worm.
Yeah.
It's just like
to add the element.
Hey, there's a worm in this asteroid. What? Why? Who knows? There's just worms in it. You know? Like,
true.
I like that. But then what I don't like, Luke goes into a cave that's like strong with the dark side, according to Yoda. And there's a Darth Vader in there, and he cuts off his head. And then it's Luke inside of it. Do you understand that?
I don't. Not yet. I don't.
Okay.
And maybe we never will.
Maybe not. But Yoda says that he failed in the cave. So
rude.
Maybe he wasn't supposed to cut his head off. What are you supposed to do? It was Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Very weird.
I don't get that part.
We might
let me know. But we do get the famous do or do not, there is no try line from Yoda as he's trying to pick the plane up out of the swamp.
Yeah. Very 90s, right? Very, very the thing that you were told as motivation in the 80s.
Yeah. I think I saw like 300 posters and t-shirts with that on that my entire 80s. Life, like just constantly.
At every school counselor's office you were ever in.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's a good line, but yeah, it's definitely been spread around quite a lot.
So, you know, it's a good movie.
And then Yoda totally picks up the whole plane, which is cool, right?
That is pretty cool.
It's a cool moment.
I wish I could do that.
You'd be probably pretty wealthy if you could. And then Boba Fett shows up, which apparently was a big deal in that time period. Like, people had heard of him before.
And they were all excited to see him.
Yeah. Which, you know, I guess he does cool things. He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
and he does bad things.
Oh, with a green mask and thing?
Yeah.
Mm.
He's the bounty hunter guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the kids down the street had like a G.I. Joe, like a little play toy of Boba Fett.
Oh, all right.
I think that happened.
I know a lot of people that like Boba Fett.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure why.
We'll find out why.
Maybe he gets cooler in the next one.
Yeah, because we don't even know what happened. Like, he took Han Solo.
Yeah, he took Han Solo. Well, we're jumping ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Because we have to talk about the part that really made me mad. C-3PO dies.
Ah, you were very upset again.
Like, really?
Don't come for me, my robots.
They're so mean to the robots. And then he's gone for days. And Leia's the only one going, where's C-3PO? He's been gone for days.
Seriously, right?
Ugh.
None of them cared.
And of course, it's because there are bad things going on. Han Solo's friend Lando has been, I don't know, taken over, told what to do by the Empire.
Yeah.
And so he literally walks them into like a dining room with Darth Vader just sitting there.
Right.
Like, why?
It's pretty shocking. I didn't see it coming.
Oh, it's definitely a surprise when it happens, but I figured he would be like standing or like with a bunch of stormtroopers or something, but he's like literally sitting at the end of a banquet table.
Yeah.
With like stuff in front of him. It's like, I'm
maybe
sorry.
He was hungry.
Interrupt your eating?
Right.
What's going on? But then the good thing is Chewbacca does find C-3PO's parts. This is before they
thank
get.
Thank goodness, right?
Yeah, before they get taken by Vader. So I was happy that Chewie has, at least Chewbacca cares about C-3PO.
Right.
Thank goodness somebody does.
And you joked about that, or you mentioned that Adam Savage at one of the cons put together a costume.
He did an amazing costume, and I had no idea what it was.
Yeah, we saw the video and had no idea.
Yeah, he did like a full Chewbacca suit, and then he made a backpack that had the C-3PO parts in it, but he made the C-3PO talk and light up and move.
Crazy.
So as he was walking around, C-3PO would be like, help, I'm being abducted. You know, like C-3PO type things. You know?
He's just trying to get some of that Disney money. He's trying to show he can be...
Well,
just kidding.
Yeah. And so they take Han Solo and they make a table out of him. Looks like a...
It does look like that, doesn't it?
It looks a little like a lumpy table with guys sticking out of it.
Well, and I said, why don't we have this in the park? This is a statue I want to see.
Where's the frozen Han Solo statue that I can take my picture with?
That would be so awesome. I'd be down for it.
Is there one? I mean, I have to be honest. I've not ever looked for it. Maybe there is
Maybe
one,
is
and
there?
I just don't know.
That'd be hilarious.
That would be funny if we just walked by it all this time and never known.
Right. And people are on the other side of this, like, freaking out. It's like, it's right there. And just, we'll look for it.
We're new. We're new to the Star Wars fandom. So give us a break.
Yeah.
And then we have the big confrontation with Luke and Darth Vader. Where they're
yeah, and Darth Vader
about.
Is just kicking his butt.
Poor
he's
Luke.
So
what?
Like it almost felt like just a play toy, like a cat with a little mouse. It just is like flipping him around with his
right.
Own like, it literally felt like that. So, job well done.
I think the goal was to obviously turn Luke into a table too, but Luke like super jumps boing out of the thing, and then. They're fighting with each other and Darth Vader just keeps on hitting him in the head with random objects that he's finding around
with his mind.
Yeah. He's like tink, tink, tink. And Luke's like swinging in the wrong direction. I'm like, Luke, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Come on now. You could see that one coming. And then he gets blasted out a window and they fight more and they fight more. And Darth Vader cuts off his hand.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. I have to say, this whole scene kind of shocked me, actually.
Yeah, I had no idea that Luke was minus one hand.
No idea.
Meanwhile, Leia and Lando and Chewie, and they find R2-D2 and C-3PO, and they all get on the Millennium Falcon, and they're trying to get away at the same time as all this nonsense.
And I love that they totally don't even care that Han Solo's frozen somewhere.
Well, they tried to save him, but Boba Fett's already got away with it.
At a certain point, you just got to give up.
Well, I mean, you have to save yourself if you're going to save him eventually.
Yeah, good point.
Which I assume they do because...
Don't see that on any t-shirts.
Han Solo's around in other movies. So,
right. Because it's totally what the next show's got to be about.
I assume so.
Yeah. Which is important.
And so we get the moment.
The moment.
The Star Wars moment. Again,
didn't see it coming. I honestly thought that was going to be in like the next show.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of like a finale type thing.
I thought it was, the third one.
Yeah. We get the, no, I am your father kind of.
Yeah.
I am your, however he says it.
Luke.
And I can imagine that for those people seeing it for the first time, when it was first in theaters.
Oh yeah.
It must have been one of those say what?
The moment that stopped the world, basically.
Yeah.
Well, again, I've heard about it for decades now and it still stopped my, I still grasp, I was like, you know, grab my clutching chest and went, what?
Yeah. It was, yeah.
Again, it came a whole movie sooner than I expected.
Right. And instead of joining the dark side, Luke jumps and somehow finagles himself into a
garbage chute.
Yeah, I don't know what that
was. That's my guess.
And then the garbage chute has a garbage chute that drops him out the bottom of this floating city that they're in.
When in space, drop it out the bottom.
Right. And he's only got the one hand now,
mm-hmm.
so he can't even hold on to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses the Force, I'm assuming, to call Leia to come and pick him up. Hey, can you come pick me up?
It's like Sprint of
this
their time.
This party sucks. Can you come to pick me up? I lost a hand.
I lost a hand.
My dad's really mean. And hilarious. So they swing by and pick him up. And then Lando and Chewie head off to find Han Solo and let Luke know.
So my real question for the whole thing, though, is do you think James Earl Jones was on set ever? For this whole thing?
Not as far as I know.
Not at all. They just had him record completely separately.
Yeah, I think.
How great of a voiceover act is that? Of like,
well, that's how they do it in cartoons, right?
Yeah, it's true. But like, I don't know. It's cool to be like an iconic character and not even be out there.
I heard the guy that actually played Darth Vader, the man in the suit, was not very happy when he found out that his voice was not going to be used as Darth Vader.
Oh, he was there giving lines the whole time?
Yeah. So, and I think I'd be pretty disappointed too if I'd spent all that time in that hot, clunky suit in that little egg that he sits in.
Do you think it's possible that they got to the end and they went to go edit it together and they went, no, this isn't right. We need
it. Might have been
more.
The voice had been wrong. Yeah. I don't know what his voice sounds like.
Because that's the thing with James Earl Jones. Like, you can't compete with that voice.
I mean, he's Mufasa. Like, he's the voice, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a good call, but I'm sure it was disappointing.
Of course it would be.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'd be so pissed.
You spent that whole time in that dark suit walking around under all them lights.
James Earl Jones.
Sweating it out.
I was thinking the same thing about a lot of the characters, though, also. C-3PO and stuff, you know, as well, too. Like,
oh, geez.
And all the sounds that Chewie makes.
Yeah.
You're like, did he do any of those at the time? No,
because he's in the mask and they had no way of recording sound like that.
Yeah.
So I'm sure all of that was all voiced over.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so we've made it through Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
I heard that it was a darker movie than the first one, which I would agree with. It's a bit more violent, a bit darker, a little bit more of an all is lost moment at the end of the movie.
Yeah. Still by today's standard, it was.
It's pretty tame.
Tame, yeah.
But it's still entertaining.
Loved it.
So here's to the next one whenever we get to that one. But it's like I always say, do not. There is no try. Oh, that's a terrible try.
Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique, and we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.